What Safety Now ILT members need to know for August 2026. Hello and welcome to your August 2026 Safety Now ILT briefing. This month's issue focuses on a practical question. Is your safety training connected to what is really happening in the workplace? A lot of safety training is built around a calendar. January is one topic. February is another. March is something else. The topics may be important, but the calendar often moves separately from the organization's real loss experience. That is a missed opportunity. Every near miss, injury, workers' compensation claim, supervisor observation, return to work delay, and modified duty challenge contains useful information. It tells you what task was being performed, what pressures were present, what shortcuts had become normal, what supervisors missed, and what delayed recovery. That information should not stay trapped in claims files or incident reports. It should feed directly back into training. This is the idea behind the loss prevention training loop. The loop connects what is happening in the workplace with what is being taught, reinforced, and measured. It turns safety training into a system that responds to real exposures. Workers pay more attention when training reflects incidents they recognize. Supervisors engage more when behavior targets are specific. Executives are more likely to support training when it is connected to claims, severity, productivity, recovery, and operational disruption. The article gives a useful example. A company had repeated back and shoulder strain claims. The safety team refreshed lifting training, but claims continued. When the safety manager reviewed claims, near misses, supervisor observations, and return to work records together, a different pattern appeared. Many injuries happened late in the shift when workers were rushing. Several involved awkward reaches into deep containers. Workers often mentioned discomfort before filing claims. Supervisors delayed modified work because they were unsure what duties could be assigned. So the training changed. It still included lifting technique, but the focus shifted to late shift fatigue, awkward reaches, early discomfort reporting, equipment use before pain developed, and early supervisor intervention. That is the lesson. Better data leads to better training. The action item is to review your next safety training topic and ask, why this topic, why now, and what loss pattern does it address? The second theme is presentation quality. This month includes an article on using quotations to enliven safety training presentations. The point is not to decorate a slide with a famous quote. The point is to use a strong quotation as an idea starter. A good quote can help a trainer find a fresh angle, organize the message, and make the presentation more memorable. Safety training can become repetitive if every session follows the same pattern. A strong opening idea, story, metaphor, or quotation can make workers pay attention differently. The action item is simple. Before your next safety talk, look for one sentence, story, statistic, or real quote that gives the topic a sharper frame. Then build the message around that idea. The August issue also includes four ready-to-use safety talks. The first safety talk covers infectious disease risk beyond COVID. The core message is that infectious disease risk did not disappear. Illness can spread through shared air, close contact, contaminated surfaces, poor hand hygiene, and people coming to work while sick. Over time, people become complacent and stop following basic controls. The action items are to reinforce hygiene, clean shared equipment, improve ventilation where possible, encourage workers to report symptoms, and make sure sick workers understand when to stay home and how to return safely. The second safety talk covers aging infrastructure. Older buildings and equipment often fail slowly before they fail suddenly. Rust, water stains, sagging surfaces, cracked concrete, outdated electrical systems, roof leaks, worn mechanical equipment, loose fasteners, and strange noises are all warning signs. Workers may stop noticing these signs because they have been around for years. That is dangerous. The action items are to inspect with fresh eyes, document small concerns, report them with photos and dates, avoid bypassing worn safety devices, and stay out of suspect zones until qualified people confirm they are safe. The third safety talk covers noise, vibration, and long-term health risks. Some hazards do not cause immediate injury. They take away hearing, circulation, nerve function, sleep, and spinal health over time. Sustained noise exposure can cause permanent hearing loss. Tool vibration can contribute to hand-arm vibration syndrome. Whole body vibration can contribute to back pain and spinal strain. Tinnitus can affect sleep, focus, and mood. The action items are to wear hearing protection properly, double up protection where required, rotate tasks, take vibration breaks, use lower vibration tools, maintain equipment, no exposure limits, and get annual hearing tests. The fourth safety talk covers cyber physical risks. This is an important emerging topic. A cyber attack is no longer just about stolen passwords or locked email. In connected workplaces, attackers can affect equipment, building systems, robots, sensors, alarms, and industrial controls. A phishing email can become a plant safety issue. A weak password can become a physical hazard. Unsecured remote access can allow someone to interfere with systems workers rely on to stay safe. The action items are to report equipment behaving strangely, use strong, unique passwords, never share credentials, use multi-factor authentication where available, watch for phishing on plant devices, and avoid unauthorized USB drives or personal devices on plant systems. The fatality files show why these issues matter. One case describes the Triton or Trisis attack on a petrochemical facility. Attackers infiltrated the industrial control system and safety instrumented system, which is the system designed to prevent explosions and protect workers. The attack attempted to disable safety controls. If it had fully succeeded, it could have caused a catastrophic explosion. The lesson is that cybersecurity and safety are now connected. Another case describes healthcare workers who died from COVID-19 after repeated workplace exposure, close contact with infected patients, evolving infection control procedures, and inconsistent access to appropriate PPE. The lesson is that infectious disease planning is not just a public health issue. It is a workplace safety issue. A third case involves a worker killed after an unresolved workplace conflict escalated into a physical altercation. Investigators identified unresolved conflict, lack of intervention, and poor workplace culture as contributing factors. The lesson is that workplace hostility, bullying, and conflict are safety issues when they are allowed to escalate. The final theme is badges and safety training. The newsletter makes an important distinction. Badges can feel childish when they are used as digital stickers for clicking through a module, but they can be useful when they represent something real. A good badge should answer a workplace question. Has this employee completed orientation? Has this worker reviewed the updated lockout procedure? Has this supervisor completed incident investigation training? Has this crew completed heat stress readiness? Has this worker demonstrated the task under supervision? Badges should use plain language and be honest about what they mean. Lockout awareness complete is different from lockout competent. A worker who watched a video and passed a quiz should not be labeled competent unless the organization has verified the task. The action item is to think of badges as readiness markers, not prizes. Use them to organize training pathways, support supervisor accountability, track refresher cycles, and create better training records. So, what should SafetyNow ILT members do this month? Use claims and near misses to choose training priorities. Improve how safety talks are framed and delivered. Use this month's meeting kits on infectious disease, aging infrastructure, noise and vibration, and cyber physical risk. Review the fatality files with supervisors. And make badges credible by tying them to real learning, role expectations, and verification. That is the core message for August. Safety training should not run on autopilot. It should respond to the work, the claims, the near misses, the recovery problems, the emerging hazards, and the behaviors supervisors need to reinforce. For more details, SafetyNow ILT members can read the full August 2026 issue and access the full meeting kits, quizzes, and supporting materials at ilt.safetynow.com.